WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Shortly after 1 this morning, Bryan police responded to an armed robbery at the Sunoco gas station on South College Avenue. According to the report, multiple suspects entered the store. One showed a gun, and they fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Roughly 40 minutes later, an officer contacted a potential suspect in the area of Duncan and South College. The suspect shot the officer in his ballistic vest and fled. The officer was transported to a nearby medical facility, treated and released with minor injuries. BPD is asking residents to stay out of the area, and the incident is still under investigation. The new leaders of the local Salvation Army are wrapping up their first Red Kettle campaign in the Twin Cities.
It's a pleasure to serve here. It has just been remarkable to see this place in action. We from the Salvation Army say thank you.
Captain Paul Ryerson thanked the bell ringers who braved the freezing temperatures earlier this week.
We still have people out there ringing the bell without missing a beat. A lot of them, you know, especially on Monday, they came in saying, well, you know, Captain, I can't feel my face today, but we were happy to go out.
Bell ringers are still needed today, tomorrow, and Saturday. To volunteer, call 979-361-0618. Supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County are still collecting petition signatures to present to state and local officials. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney, who is a member of the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee, says at last count they are at 8,000 of the minimum of about 11,000.
I think it's a wait and see attitude right now, and we're going to be ready if we need to take additional steps.
Mooney says the RVP committee will be monitoring last week's agreement between Blinn College and the Texas A&M system to provide workforce training at the Rellis campus.
And I'm certain the chancellor is a smart man. He's probably got some guidelines and deadlines in mind as well, because this agreement only goes to 2018, and the MOU also said that either side can pull out at any time without any penalty.
Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs also notes the system's relationship also includes Blinn providing freshman and sophomore classes for A&M's College of Engineering. During this month's Bryan City Council meeting, approval was given to a request from BTU to purchase land to build a new electric substation on Leonard Road. Before that, a property owner who lives along Turkey Creek, downstream from BTU construction, handed the mayor a bill for damages they say was caused by their construction crews. Nora Rabe says that's in addition to damage generated by the runoff from at least 650 structures located upstream from her property.
Their debris comes floating right down. Takes out my electric fences, which has caused me to have animals get out, which has caused me a $435 municipal court fine.
The council purchased nearly 10 acres of land for the new substation at a cost of $262,000. No construction timetable was given. A Bryan man is accused of stealing more than $400 from three students who were playing basketball at the Texas A&M Recreation Center. According to the arrest report from University Police, 18-year-old Reese Gaston was shown on surveillance video, and at no time did he ever indicate the suspect was not himself. The thefts were reported last month and last April. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It is 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As we gather with family and friends to celebrate this Christmas, take a moment to give thanks to those brave men and women who have sacrificed so much for our freedom that we may celebrate a holiday as wonderful as this. Merry Christmas from the Museum of the American GI in College Station, who keeps the history alive of the American servicemen and women who proudly served our country and continue to do so today. Visit our museum Friday through Sunday or visit AmericanGIMuseum.org. to make a donation or find out more about our collections and living history events.
For most of us, this Christmas will be a wonderful holiday at home with friends and loved ones, and Starfire reminds us to consider our brave men and women serving overseas and thank them for their service and sacrifice. Starfire, 979-776-2215.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
A partly sunny day developing across the region. Temperatures will be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. We'll have lots of cloudiness heading our way tonight. It'll end up between 45 and 50. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow. We remain mild, highs 60 to 65. Periods of rain tomorrow night, those will be right around 60 degrees. A look ahead to Saturday has more rain. It turns even warmer, highs on Saturday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, both the Aggie men and women's basketball teams were in action yesterday. I'll tell you just how well they did. Of course, bowl season is really gearing up. We had a big one last night out in San Diego. The Aggies are going to be taking part in the Advocare Texas Bowl less than a week from now. Exciting stuff. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl is tonight, by the way.
So oh, yeah.
Get pumped, as well as the Rockets and the Mavericks were both in action last night. All that more coming up in sports.
But aren't there potatoes that aren't famous, you know?
Just regular guy potatoes?
Yeah, I mean, because there's Mr. Potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess there's Mrs. Potato.
Mm-hmm.
There's Average Joe Potato.
Yeah. But, you know, aside from that.
But the famous
potato.
Potato of Idaho.
Are they going to have that truck with the giant potato there?
I hope so.
Which is a, you know, pretty cool ad campaign.
Get them taters ready.
Yeah, got to do that.
They're not pulling. They're pulling out all the stops.
That's it. Well, that's good. And because, I mean, and it would be great if they had Billy Bob Thornton on the sidelines, that they could cut away to him every once in a while.
I was thinking Mike wanted to take me some of these potatoes home with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, think about it. Now, who are the teams in this game?
Idaho and Colorado State.
Oh, Idaho.
Well, Idaho gets to play in the Potato Bowl?
Yes.
That's not fair.
Well, who said it's all about being
home
fair?
Field advantage.
Again, life isn't fair, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's a big trip for
them. Big old potato field.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm not for sure exactly where the University of Idaho is. It's in Boise.
Okay.
So it's where Boise State.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So
I think.
Is it on the blue field?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Is it?
Yeah.
That's you know, have blue potatoes, you
that's
know.
That's Albertson's,
like
Albertson
purple.
Field or whatever.
Really? You know, the first 47 times I saw that, I thought that was interesting, but now it's just kind of annoying.
It's just
you know?
Hard to watch.
Well, it is. It is hard to watch, but, you know, that's fine. All right.
That's better than Eastern Washington with the red.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That is Eastern Washington, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play some Christmas music here. Here we
you
go.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
This is Andrea Bocelli singing
better
this,
not
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of high tone stuff.
Because I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus.
Is coming to town.
Santa's coming?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I'm hoping he finally gets here. How slow this song is.
Yeah,
holy cow.
I know. That's what I'm hoping.
Jeez,
he's got little kids around.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not being a Scrooge. I just
you just want a hot.
This is a fast song.
You
man.
Want a little more upbeat.
Yeah, it's the kids. There we go.
You not
telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I do like the way he says Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know, you don't want to be off key if you're singing with him, right?
No.
You know.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, there you go. All right, let me see. Wait, maybe we can find one.
Did Julio Iglesias ever come out with a Christmas album? That's what we need.
Yeah, that's probably
Zach
right.
Zach owns the CD. He just doesn't want to admit it.
That's it. Here we go. All right, here we go. That's like some. That's actually British grown-ups on helium. Think of that.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay.
Santa Claus.
So we got the Fern versions of those songs. We'll find it. We'll go get. Shall we get Springsteen? We can get Springsteen the version of
Santa Claus. Good.
Yeah, something a little different. Yeah. All right.
We got a lot of info.
Mission. You know, the boss really, I guess, was the first one that did that, where it sounds like you're in excruciating pain when you're singing.
Yeah. I think he is in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Yes. That's all right. He's making a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's
well,
all that matters. Yeah. Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
Joy resounds in the hearts of those who believe in the miracle of Christmas. Sunshine Fun Pools wishes you and your family all the peace, joy, and love of the season. When it comes to custom pool design, Sunshine Fun Pools offers nothing less than the best. From quality materials to superior customer service, Sunshine Fun Pools wants to make sure your project is everything you expect and more. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you from everyone at Sunshine Fun Pools. All pools in the month of December receive a free Hayward heater.
3 shopping days until Christmas. It's day 357.
Ooh,
we got 9
close.
Of them to go. Yeah, it is. It's December the 22nd. It's National Nut Bread Day.
Nut bread. Nut like bread? Banana nut bread?
Yeah, I'm yeah. Not a fan. Like,
what?
Nah,
what?
Oh, no,
what
really
do you do
not.
With your brown bananas, Scott?
Well, I think I throw them away. Yeah, I really do. Yeah, nut.
I like banana nut bread.
Well, and the banana part would be okay, but then you put nuts in bread. See, that's just not right.
Okay.
That's
yeah, because I like plain banana bread, too.
To each his own, Scott.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's date nut bread as well, if you want to do that.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Again, what are you going to do with dates? There's pumpkin zucchini nut bread.
Ooh.
No.
Zucchini bread, it's good.
Oh, sure.
Blue Baker's is really good, by the way.
Okay, take that and drink your pumpkin latte.
Oh, I will, Scott, I will.
All right, yeah. Okay, by the way, did you try for the free sample?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I did go the other day. Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
Did you just hang around looking to see if they were setting up some free
sample
stuff?
No. I used my app. I walked in, grabbed my drink, and walked right out. I had to be places.
Okay. I mean, do you think you could... All right. So now, have you ever... Because I've been there. I go when somebody gives me a gift card. Okay. Then I'll go.
Okay.
I'm against spending that much money.
Right.
But have you ever struck up a conversation with a barista?
Mm.
I mean, think about that. This is supposed to be some sort of an experience.
I try to avoid talking to strangers, really, at all
really?
Costs.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
No, I mean, if it's really slow sometimes, but they're already making mistakes as is, the last thing they need is somebody, like, nagging them and talking to them.
Interesting, yeah.
How often do they misspell your name is what I'm wondering.
Well, the thing is, I use the app most of the time to order, so it does.
It's already there.
But usually, but if not, then yes, all the time.
Okay.
And you weren't on the show that week. Zach, but after they finished the week after the election, Trump people were going in there, and when they'd ask what their name was, they'd say Trump so that the barista would have to yell Trump. Yeah, which it
did. They were doing it in very liberal cities.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool. Yeah. All right, let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Meghan Trainor's turning 23.
Oh, it's all about the bass.
Yeah, all
dear
about
my
that
future
bass.
Husband.
What?
What?
Oh, she had that song.
Oh, I don't know that. I only know the bass song.
I was like, Meghan Trainor's your future husband?
Okay.
No,
what's it called?
I'm confused.
Like Letter to My Future
Letter
Husband.
To my okay.
It's really
right.
awful.
Okay.
But you should find it. We'll
All
play
right. Okay,
snippet.
We'll go find that sometime. All right. Okay.
Jordan Sparks, another singing sirens turning 27 today.
Uh-huh.
Ray Fiennes is turning 54. The English Patient.
Doesn't know how to spell his name.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
Doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Or pronounce it.
Mystico is turning 34. He's a wrestler.
What?
Okay.
I think he's a Mexican wrestler.
Mystico. So is it Mystico?
Mystico?
I don't know.
Okay, why is the ring a different shape in Mexico? Come
is
on,
it?
Sport guy.
I don't. Scott, you're acting like I watched all the Mexican wrestling.
You act like Zach watches Mexican wrestling.
The fullness of my Mexican wrestling, at least everything that I know, is from Nacho Libre. That's about as far as it gets.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that. And I haven't seen that much of Mexican wrestling, but I've seen enough to know that the ring is like five-sided.
I didn't know it was different.
Now I'm interested. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
Diane Sawyer's turning 71 today. So she's got a birthday today. Hector Elizondo.
Yeah.
Now, you might not recognize that name, but you would recognize the face. He's been in a ton of stuff. I think he's in Last Man Standing now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's the older gentleman. Ted Cruz is turning 46.
Hey, been here.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
So Ted Cruz turning 46 today, and Dina Meyer is turning 48. She is a movie actress, and again, might not recognize the name, but would recognize the face.
I got you.
That's all I got. Mystico turning 34.
Mystico in his weird ring.
Well, happy birthday, Mystico.
I went to look, and I don't know that. I don't see. Maybe those are just special matches.
Yeah,
maybe
they do that.
I don't know. Well, however, on the side there for the ads, it has a WWE Hall of Fame wrestling ring with action figures.
Ooh.
that's available at Target for only $39.99.
Christmas ideas,
I'm
guys.
I'm just saying, we're doing what we can for you.
Yep.
I don't know if it's available at the stores here, but you could check that. Did you mention Steve Garvey, the baseball player?
No, I didn't mention
He's 68.
Steve Garvey.
Did you mention Steve Carlton, another baseball player?
No.
He's 72.
Won 70% of the Phillies games one
Is
year.
That right?
He won 27 games. I think that was about 70% of the total games they won.
Wow. And Jan Stevenson, who was a women's pro golfer for a while, she's 65 today. So there you are at 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, we should have seen this one coming. New York Post reporting that Comrade de Blasio's administration in New York is offering counseling to help workers cope with the results of the presidential election. On a December 1st email, the de Blasio administration pointed to mental health resources that are available to workers who are feeling distressed or vulnerable following the election results. Quote, we have seen the concerns expressed on social media, and we are monitoring them closely, the email reads. And when asked about the email, de Blasio's press secretary said, quote, the post-election period has been anxiety-producing for so many people. When you throw the holidays into that, it can be a very difficult time for those coping with mental health challenges. Sounds like we'll have to send Mayor Comrade de Blasio and his staff some hot cocoa, crayons, coloring books, and therapy dogs.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you're currently paying off a student loan, I want to tell you how you may save some substantial money. Now, if you have a student loan, whether from the government or a private lender, you've got to check out SoFi. Just go to their website, trysofi.com, and you will discover how easy it is to consolidate all of your loans into one simple payment, and that's going to save you thousands and pay off your debt a lot faster. Now, most people, believe it or not, with student loan debt, have never even considered refinancing their student loans. That's like throwing away your hard-earned money month after month. Go to trysofi.com, trysofi.com. You can use your phone, your tablet, your computer, and SoFi has a 5-star rating. Just go to trysofi.com. Once you qualify, you'll get instant access to career coaching, networking events, and, of course, their great customer service. Now, it takes less than a couple of minutes, won't impact your credit score, no obligation whatsoever. Just go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. The head of Boeing says he promised President-elect Trump that the manufacturer will complete the Air Force One project for less than the $4 billion the president-elect had claimed it would cost. Dennis Muhlenberg told reporters outside Trump's coastal Florida estate that his meeting with the president-elect was very productive.
Good, open discussion, and we're all focused on the same thing here. We want to make sure that we give our warfighters the best capability in the world, and that we do it in a way that's affordable for our taxpayers.
Trump earlier this month had ripped Boeing over the cost of the program to replace the aging presidential aircraft. J.P. Morgan Chase's credit card unit is launching a new website that will provide you with your credit score and allow you to see how certain financial actions will affect it. The website, which is open to customers and non-customers of the bank, is the latest move by credit card issuers to give consumers a better understanding of how credit scores work. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Children's eyes sparkle with anticipation. Cheery voices and carols, steaming mugs of hot apple cider. Holiday magic is truly alive in Texas, and the Texas Trading Post hopes that you and your family are touched by the wonders of Christmas time. The Texas Trading Post, your local online superstore for everything Texas. They're serious about fun Texas stuff at txtraders.com. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Texas Trading Post.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So while we are going to have 75-ish type weather for Christmas, you know, some places are not. And Fox News is reporting that there could be a problem with Santa making deliveries because of the weather.
Oh, no.
No, no.
We're watching a couple of storms that could delay travelers over the next few days. A system across the West Coast will bring significant impacts from the Rockies through the plains over the holiday weekend and into early next week. We could have big snowfall, strong winds, blizzard conditions, and strong to severe thunderstorms over the central and southern plains. Travel will be impacted, so people need to be on alert for delays and cancellations through Tuesday.
That ought to be a lot of fun. You know, it really should. You think about the fun about being at the airport, sitting with a bunch of strangers in uncomfortable chairs, waiting for delays, having to be in the third group to enter your airplane or whatever. And then, of course, there's those folks who are more important than you. Oh, no, who think they're more important than you are, who are always at the airport. And then you pile weather on top of that. Yeah, that's good.
Sounds like a very Merry Christmas.
It really does. And you know, again,
maybe you'll get lucky enough to spend New Year's Day there, too.
Ooh, that'd be fun because, after all, the airport has so many luxurious places for you to relax.
Ooh, this definitely sounds like the making of a Hallmark movie.
Ooh.
Oh, you know.
True love in the airport.
There's already been several. I'm pretty sure I've seen them.
On Hallmark Channel?
And I thought I was the Hallmark expert.
Hey, no,
Zach.
I go home and Mama's in control of the remote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's
all I've got.
Yeah, and they all play the same music behind them. It's like one guy who plays it makes all the
music. She's engaged to somebody, but she doesn't think she's the right one. Yeah. And
if you notice,
right,
all of their names are like Holly or Eve.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Or Mistletoe.
Huh. Yeah. No, they don't name them Mistletoe.
Which will be really nice on Christmas Day here in Texas when you've got the windows open or you've got the air conditioner on and you're watching the Hallmark Channel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Every day we face adversity of varying degrees in our lives, but it's really when people overcome astounding odds that it really holds a special place in our heart. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 14-year-old kid named Jordan Peacock in O'Fallon, Illinois, just across the border from St. Louis, hasn't had an easy life, but he's had an even harder year. You see, he was born with only one arm because of a birth defect, and he also has some development issues. Well, back in April, his dad had a stroke and passed away 9 days later. So the last 8 months have been pretty hard for Jordan. But check this out. He's really into bowling, and he's on the junior varsity bowling team at his high school. His dad was a big bowler, too, so that's where he gets it. And he had a match against another school last Thursday that he wasn't even supposed to bowl in. His coach decided to sub him in for another kid at the last minute, and without even warming up, he got 12 strikes in a row and bowled a perfect game. Everyone in the place went nuts, including kids from the other school. According to his mom, it's something his dad never even did. He bowled a 299 four times, meaning he got 11 strikes in a row, but all four times he left one pin standing on his final frame. Unfortunately, he wasn't there in person to see his son bowl a 300 last week, but in Jordan's eyes, he was. He told local news that he thinks about his dad every day and that, quote, he always watches me bowl. Now that's something that can warm your heart. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
There you go. Cool story, Brad. Thanks. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, so here we go. 65 or so for a high temperature today. Winds will pick up, turn around and pick up out of the north at about 5 to 15 this afternoon. So it may be kind of cool, but we got the sunshine, so that's good. Tonight, 47. Got some clouds rolling in tomorrow. We'll be at 67. It's a 40% chance of rain on Friday night and Saturday. And on Christmas Eve day, we're looking at 75 for our high temperature. 65 overnight when Santa gets through here. And then Christmas Day, 78 degrees. 30% chance of rain. Then we'll give you a heads up that it looks like probably a 50-50 chance of showers on Christmas night and then also on Monday. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 14. 83% relative humidity. Fair skies. We're looking at 54 degrees out there.
If you want to be successful and achieve your success faster, there's one question you should ask yourself right now. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
To be more successful, accomplish a goal, or get the results you want, you might want to ask yourself this question.
What's the one thing I can do right now such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary?
Jay Papazan, co-author of the book The One Thing, says asking that one question is crucial, at least for most people.
When you stop and you ask this question, it gets you really, really focused down, not to three things or four things, but down to one thing. Oftentimes, they'll ask the question knowing the answer, but just they hadn't stopped to ask the question. So it just doesn't show up. They look at their to-do list, and they just start knocking off the easiest or the fastest things to do. And that's really more about stress relief than moving forward.
With all the things you could do, figuring out the one best thing to do keeps you on track.
You know, I ask this question at work. What's the one thing I need to do in my career as a writer so that I can advance it? And if you look and study the lives of the great writers, what do? They wrote every single day. So everybody has their one thing. And most people kind of know what it is. And if you ask them, they feel kind of guilty for not doing it.
And when you do your one thing also matters.
If you really think about it and you look at the research, your brain has got a battery power to it, and it goes down the more you use it. And it's about decision-making. It's about focus. And in the morning, you tend to be the freshest. And that morning window is your best opportunity to do things that you know you need to do.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan police officer was shot this morning just before 2 a.m. after making contact with a potential armed robbery suspect in the area of Duncan and South College. The shot hit the officer's ballistic vest, and he was treated at a local medical facility and released with minor injuries. According to the report, multiple suspects entered the Sunoco gas station on South College after 1 a.m., and one suspect displayed a gun. No one was injured, and the suspects fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Police are asking residents to stay out of the area of South College, Carson, Eccles, and Beeson. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee continues to collect petition signatures from supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County.
Not as aggressively. The last count I heard, there's about 8,000 signatures that have been there.
Comments from committee member and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, as the RVP needs around 11,000 signatures to present to local and state officials.
Are you still going to go to the coordinating board? Again, I'm asking you as one member of the committee, but...
Yeah. Again, I think this is all going to be a wait and see. We want to give Blinn every opportunity to make good on this MOU. And if Blinn's able to do that, that will cause us to somewhat regroup, rethink, and determine what's in our best interest.
Mooney says the committee is also concerned about Blinn's tuition and fee rates for Brazos County students. Mooney says the agreement announced last week for Blinn to provide workforce training at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus is in addition to Blinn providing classes for freshman and sophomore students in A&M's College of Engineering. The Bryan City Council's approval of BTU purchasing land on Leonard Road to build a new electric substation at this month's meeting was preceded by complaints from neighboring landowners. Nora Ray presented a bill to Mayor Andrew Nelson for damages she says were caused by BTU and its contractors.
And I expect it to be paid. Your Honor, I'd like for you, Mayor, to sign this for me, please.
Rabe says BTU and its contractors have been putting debris into Turkey Creek upstream from her land.
They drop debris right straight down into the creek. They don't come back and clean it up, which causes dams, which takes out my fences, which takes out my water, my low water crossings. And I'm tired of it.
Rabe says that's in addition to damage generated from the runoff of 650 structures upstream from her property. No timetable was given for building the new substation on almost 10 acres of land purchased by the council. A Southeast Texas man is in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest for credit card abuse and driving with an invalid license. The arrest report from College Station Police indicated an officer pulling over 20-year-old Devin Jones of Port Arthur for an undisclosed traffic stop. The officer smelled marijuana, which led to a search of the vehicle and finding 99 prepaid American Express debit gift cards. 76 of the cards were determined to have account information from other entities. Jones said he had no idea where the cards would have been reprogrammed with fraudulent information. There are still opportunities to volunteer as a Salvation Army bell ringer in the Twin Cities.
If anyone wants to volunteer with the Salvation Army, they can just call us at 979-361-0618, or they can even email us at brian.texas@uss.salvationarmy.org.
Captain Paul Ryerson says Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's jump into the red kettle last Sunday night has generated a lot of local buzz, along with an envelope containing $21, which is Elliott's jersey number.
The morale boost has definitely been there. Our bell ringers are having a good time. In fact, my bell ringers, even as soon as recent as yesterday, were saying a lot of the conversation taking place around the kettles are about that game and about what took place with him jumping into Big Kettle. And then people would throw, you know, they would donate inside our red kettle, and they'd say, yeah, we're doing that for Ezekiel there. And so it has been fun.
Ryerson says going into last week of the campaign, they were $30,000 behind where they were last year, which is also this year's goal. A lawsuit filed by Governor Abbott ordered a non-religious nativity scene removed from the Capitol grounds last year remains active. That's after a federal judge in Austin denied the state's request to dismiss the case. Texas Values President Jonathan Sines says the scene has the Bill of Rights in the manger and the founding fathers portraying Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds.
The display collectively is very clear, has been about being disrespectful to a nativity scene that was on the Capitol grounds before and has been there at other times, and is a way to take attention from that.
Annie Lori Gaylor with the Freedom of Religion Foundation hopes Texas is forced to follow court rulings in other states to allow all displays or none.
That has happened most recently in the state of Florida, where we had a display and then it was joined by Festivus poles and other displays, and that rotunda in Tallahassee got very cluttered and they just decided, nope, that's enough.
The governor criticized the parody as an exhibit designed to belittle and offend. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hallmark!
Clark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today. It'll be mild once again. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. Clouds will be in the increase tonight. Lows will end up between 45 and 50. Cloudy day in the forecast for tomorrow. We could see some widely scattered showers. It remains mild, 60 to 65. Periods of rain tomorrow night, lows near 60. Rainy and mild on Saturday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, talking about Aggie women's and men's, both getting wins on the court last night and yesterday afternoon. Got big wins, by the way. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also talking about the bowl season, the whole thing is getting underway. A big basketball game last night up in Louisville between the 10th-ranked Cardinals and then 6th-ranked Kentucky. I'll tell you who came out in that one, as well as some NFL going on tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So do we have any P.E. Trump tweets this morning?
Ooh, let me check. Let me check.
Right. Yep, yep.
You haven't checked already?
We actually have breaking news, so we just want to see if we got that.
Right. No, the most recent thing is we had a couple yesterday. So here's one from yesterday.
Yep.
I have not heard any of the pundits or commentators discussing the fact that I spent far less money on the win than Hillary for the loss.
And the deal is, he played the media so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'd say anything and boom, he'd take the air out of the room.
Yeah.
Of course, Hillary wasn't trying to do very much, but anyhow.
Yep.
There's
you're good. You're good.
Well,
go ahead.
Apparently there was a video that's been released of Hills talking to some of her big time donors, mm-hmm. and it was kind of I wouldn't say private necessarily, but it was kind of off the record somewhat. But anyways, the entire thing, she just kind of goes on to blame everybody but herself and her campaign.
Nice, nice. And the one thing he does tweet about, and when he meets people, so yesterday I met some really great Air Force generals and Navy admirals today talking about airplane capability and pricing. Very impressive people. He's also very complimentary about people that he meets and has meetings with and kind of throws that out there, too.
Well, so. It's interesting he mentions the generals because, first, let's do the news. Let's breaking news. And Nudie Poo broke this morning at about 30 minutes ago,
okay.
That Kellyanne Conway is going to be a senior counselor to the president.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because without a doubt, the most powerful woman in the Obama administration is Valerie Jarrett. I mean, she is obviously a smart woman, but she's got the president's ear even more than the chief of staff and probably other folks who would think they are inside. So she is really inside the circle. It's kind of a circle that's got one person in it, and it's her. So she's the president's closest advisor. And I'm guessing that's what Kellyanne Conway is going to do, too. So that's finally become official. But you mentioned the military people who P.E. Trump is talking to.
Right.
And remember that yesterday he also met with the CEO of Boeing.
Oh.
And they discussed a little bit about
his plane,
the Air Force. Yeah, the two new Air Force One jets, and the guy's name is Hulenberg. Well, they always have to have a backup.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
They always have a backup. Yeah, I mean, what the heck? While you're buying one, let's go ahead and get another.
Yeah, why not?
Just for fun. Anyhow, Hulenberg told reporters earlier that he assured Trump that costs would come down. Now look. They're in there, he's going, look, man, give me back like $7 million, $8 million. Let's say we've slashed the price $7 million. And then the president looks good, and Boeing looks like they're playing along. And so everybody wins in a deal like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why he goes and talks to the generals and the admirals and goes, okay, now we understand. Because the airplane is like no other airplane in the world. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah,
did they not,
sure.
Did they not already come out and say, though, that it was kind of too little too late?
Yeah, of course.
As far as building it and the money expenses.
It's already there. They've already pretty much, well, I'm not going to say budgeted for it because they haven't paid for it yet.
Yeah.
We haven't paid our taxes yet to do that. But the other thing he promised yesterday that he was going to cut costs in the Air Force F-35 program. And Lockheed Martin, once again, when you do that, then the guy who's the head of Lockheed Martin can't be saying, oh, yeah, well, no, we can't cut the price of the Air Force F-35 plane, but you know, if the president says I'm going to cut it, then the CEO kind of has to go along, which is an interesting position. I mean, this is business we're talking about. And again, as we've mentioned, how many times have we as taxpayers said, why can't the government run like a business? Well, PE's trying.
Here we go.
We'll see what happens. Carl
Buckle
Icahn,
up.
Yeah, Carl Icahn is going to be a special advisor. Carl Icahn is kind of he rampages on Wall Street. He gets onto boards and makes trouble for people, and so maybe he's going to be in there making trouble. And yesterday, Nudie Poo Gingrich told NPR that whole drain the swamp thing, he's probably not going to say that anymore.
Yeah, it was just kind of a figure of speech, you know?
It was cute.
Yeah,
it was cute.
It was real cute.
So now he's going to try to be more dignified, which is it. I was thinking yesterday about the state of his first State of the Union address. Means he's going to be coming down the aisle. Now, you remember how politicians, they're glad-handing everybody, and they're shaking hands and all this. Well, you know, how's Trump going to do with that? How's he going to play that?
Can you imagine if it's windy that day? His hair. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe he'll wear his cap.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, I was watching a quote from, and I don't remember the exact quote, the guy who's the new host of The Daily Show, and he said, the election of Donald Trump is kind of like his hair. You know it's real, but seeing it, you just can't believe it. So.
Yeah.
but it is. Who was it? Was it Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon just ran his hands right through it.
It is. It's the real thing.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that was amazing to me is it basically fell back into place.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the hair trained.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking to his hair as he's combing it every morning.
Do we know who his stylist is?
Well, I figure he does it himself now. But there
well,
is
Well, but yeah, but I mean, he's still got to have a hair person, like a barber.
There is some sort of I remember seeing this story a few months ago. There is some sort of a hair treatment restoration company that has their headquarters in Trump Tower.
Oh.
See, so he may be riding the elevator, mm-hmm. and we don't even know about it. So, but they say it's the real deal. What can I say? All right, 11 till.
If you have land to take care of or you need service and supply company that can take care of you, Wegward Inc. and Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding service for farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Stop in now for year-end closeout pricing. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit wegwardinc.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It can happen because you're remodeling. It can happen because you've seen a wild plant that you like to tame and call your own. Either way, transplanting can fit right into your picture. It's transplanting time again across Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Now that we've had our official first killing freeze across most of the state, our woody plants have gone dormant, and it's transplanting season again. It's a simple rule of green thumb. Almost all plants are best moved when they're not growing actively. For trees and shrubs, that time is right now through the middle of February. Your first decision in transplanting an established tree or shrub will be to determine whether it's plausible and justifiable. The larger the tree, the more difficult the transplanting, both on you and on the tree. Large trees and shrubs that have been in place for more than a few years will have fully developed root systems. In many cases, you might be better off buying or digging a smaller specimen. It will establish more quickly and suffer less setback in the process. That's even more true with shrubs. If you have mature old shrubs that need to be relocated, it's probably more reasonable just to discard them and buy new and fresh plants to take their place. You also want to be sure that any candidate for a move is healthy and vigorous. There's no point in transplanting a weak or misshapen specimen when it takes no more work to plant something better. But how large a plant can you move? When will you need a professional help? How do you know? Home gardeners can usually handle trees and shrubs whose trunks are 2 and maybe 3 inches in diameter. Larger plants are tempting, especially if you're being invited to dig them from nature, but they're a whole lot more work and the risks of losing them are much greater due to transplant shock. When you're digging plants for yourself, it's usually best to stick with small and mid-sized specimens. Use a sharpshooter spade to cut most of the lateral roots. Don't hack at them. Cut them sharply. The soil ball should be 14 to 15 inches in diameter for a tree or shrub with 1-inch trunk. That would increase to 18 to 20 inches for a 2-inch trunk and up to 24 to 26 inches for a 3-inch specimen. It's much easier to complete the transplanting if you first dig a trench around the soil ball. That's going to allow you to slip the sharpshooter spade in horizontally to cut the taproot. Large plants should have their soil ball secured with untreated burlap. Rock the plant gently as you gradually work the burlap in beneath it. Then you want to pin it in place with nails and carefully lift or slide the plant up and out of the hole. Carry it by its soil ball, not by its trunk. You may want to cradle it in canvas or in more of the burlap. set the plant into its new home at exactly the same depth at which it was previously growing, fill it in around it with the soil you took out of the hole, water deeply, and stake and guy trees if they're in any danger of tilting. You don't want to let them get out of vertical. I'm Neil Sperry, Blackberries Across Texas, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up for the Advocare Texas Bowl, which kicks off in less than a week down in Houston. With what looked like a lock on a New Year's Six Bowl, the Aggs dropped three of their last four en route to an 8-4 regular season record. After suffering its third straight late season collapse, Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked where he thought the state of the program currently was.
Without a doubt, we are the most stable combination of stability and winning program in the state of Texas. The only team that's close with wins is more than us is Baylor, but we all know what they've been through with three different coaches and what's happened there. And then from a winning percentage standpoint, there's really not a whole lot of people that are close.
Now, the only other Power 5 team in the state of Texas with more wins than the Aggies over the last 5 years is the Baylor Bears with 46. The Aggies have 44. Now, it should also be noted that Kansas State has 42 wins over that time span. The guys will kick off against the Wildcats on December 28th. That is set for 8 o'clock at NRG Stadium in Houston. After falling to Dayton on Tuesday, Texas A&M women's basketball came back with a vengeance yesterday afternoon, rolling past 19th-ranked Syracuse 105-84 out in Orlando. It was Texas A&M's first 100-plus point game against a ranked opponent in school history. Danny Williams scored 30 points, and Kyla Hillsman added 25 for the Aggs, who made 60% of their shots. Now on the men's side of the court, DJ Hogue scored 15 points, and fellow sophomore Tyler Davis added 14 as the Aggies defeated St. Francis 81-58 last night. Now the Maroon White actually led 46-19 at the half before cruising to the 23-point victory. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Always thankful to get the win. I thought we moved the ball better offensively. We're a little more patient. We just overwhelmed St. Francis, and that's kind of what we were supposed to do. And so I was glad to see at least we did it for two halves instead of doing it for one half like we've done before.
Now, with the win, Coach and the guys improved to 8-3 on the season. Elsewhere last night, a big game up in Louisville as the 10th-ranked Cardinals edged number 6 Kentucky 73-70. Louisville native Quentin Snyder scored a career-high 22 points as the Cardinals grabbed the win in the 50th installment of the battle for the Bluegrass State. Only one bowl game in action yesterday, and it was out in San Diego, where BYU and Wyoming were squaring off in the San Diego County Poinsettia Bowl.
Single wide receiver right is Mulhart. Allen in the pocket. A pump, pressured by Kafusi, evades it to the right sideline, throws on the run, it is in the air, a long time picked off! It's Kainakua! Kainakua with the INT! The playmaker does it again! Tackled at the 31 for BYU, and that's it! This game is over!
And the Cougars were able to save off a big Wyoming comeback to nip the Cowboys 24-21. Jamal Williams ran the ball 26 times for 210 yards and a touchdown for BYU, which finishes the year at 9-4. Meanwhile, Wyoming falls to 8-5. Now tonight, it's the best bowl game of the year, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Idaho and Colorado State kick things off at 6 p.m. in Boise. After seeing a 10-game win streak snap, the Houston Rockets got back on track last night with a 125-111 victory over the Phoenix Suns. Eric Gordon knocked down 7 three-pointers to finish with 24 points, and James Harden scored 27 points to go along with 14 assists. Meanwhile, out in Portland, the Dallas Mavericks were able to hold off a furious rally by the Trailblazers for a 96-95 win. Harrison Barnes had 28 points for the Mavs, who led by 25 early in the third quarter. Tonight, it's the San Antonio Spurs hitting the road as they put their 15-1 road record on the test against the LA Clippers at 9:30. And out on the gridiron, the New York Giants pay a visit to the Philadelphia Eagles at 7:25. Broadcaster of that one will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Find holiday gifts for everyone on your list at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Premium wine, specialty foods, gift baskets, and more. Messina Hoff is your one-stop shopping place. Shop online at store.messinahoff.com or come by the Messina Hoff Retail Center located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan. Messina Hoff Winery and Resort.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us. And may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
Let's do some weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 2-